Comedy mogul Tim Heidecker calls Kimmel's suspension the results of electing a fascist. 1 week after suspect labeled Charlie Kirk fascist. By Ezra Dooley's on September 20, 2025. Comedian, podcaster, actor, and producer Tim Heidecker is blaming Jimmy Kimmel's suspension from Disney-owned ABC on President Trump being a fascist. Just 1 week after the suspect in Charlie Kirk's assassination reportedly labeled his target a fascist. Heidecker, who has a role in the new horror movie Him, was asked about ABC taking Jimmy Kimmel live off the air at the film's premiere. "It's a dark, dark time," he responded. "It's very scary. It's happening very quickly, and we are seeing the results of electing a fascist and what it feels like to be living under a fascist regime. The Tim and Eric Awesome Show, great job." Star spoke these words while wearing a pin with the colors of the Palestinian flag. A region ruled by Hamas, a theocratic Muslim regime that has suspended elections since it came to power in 2006. "I am sure Jimmy will be okay, but it's very scary. And it's absolutely state-sponsored censorship," Heidecker continued. The guy from the FCC said, "We can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way. That's like mob stuff. I am very upset by it. Not that late-night TV is not my thing, but that's okay. I think he should be able to say what he wants, within reason. What he said didn't seem that crazy. So yeah, it's spooky." The comments that got Kimmel in hot water were a blue and on hoax that Tyler Robinson, the suspect in the assassination, was MAGA, rather than a far-left gay man in a relationship with a transvestite, who allegedly carved "Hey fascist." Catch. On a bullet intended for Kirk, further inflaming tensions after the act of political violence that shook the nation. Heidecker referred to an interview with FCC Chairman Brendan Carr by the commentator Benny Johnson, wherein Carr explained that ABC and Disney have more responsibility to control the content on their channel because they are broadcast over public airwaves. Johnson summarized the conversation. Chairman Carr confirms the agency has a strong case to hold Kimmel, ABC, and Disney accountable for spreading dangerous, politically motivated misinformation. "This is a very, very serious issue right now for Disney. We can do this the easy way or the hard way. These companies can find ways to take action on Kimmel or there is going to be additional work for the FCC ahead. They have a license granted by us at the FCC. And that comes with it an obligation to operate in the public interest. The FCC could make a strong argument that this is sort of an intentional effort to mislead the American people about a very core fundamental fact, a very important matter." The Office Hours Live podcast host, who is a member of the Democratic Socialists of America, DSA, again shows leftists have no plans for introspection about the violent downstream effects of their unhinged political rhetoric. Just 1 week after a supposed anti-fascist assassination and after two attempted assassinations of Donald Trump since July 2024, Kimmel has not been silenced by the U.S. government and is still free to speak his mind on a wide range of public platforms, on his own dime, just not over the public airwaves with a studio and staff paid for by Disney, likely at a loss.